Walking in the footsteps of the victims half a century on, people of all ages walked through Derry as others had done on this day in 1972.
Peggy Deary, deceased.
They gathered to remember the 13 people shot dead by British troops and the 14th victim who died later. The march through Derry was for civil rights, demanding an end to discrimination against the majority Catholic community in Northern Ireland and to the recently introduced policy of internment without trial. It ended in an atrocity when members of the British Army's parachute regiment fired more than 100 live rounds at unarmed civilians. Half of those killed were teenagers.
Most of the British Army leaders at the time in the 1970s had experience in Kenya, in Cyprus, in the Middle East, in Aden, now Yemen. So their attitude towards the people they confronted on Bloody Sunday was very much informed by those kinds of emergencies.
An initial government report largely exonerated the paratroopers and British authorities. But in 2010, the extensive Savile inquiry found that the victims were unarmed and posed no threat, and the soldier's commander had violated his orders. Prime Minister David Cameron apologised for the unjustified and unjustifiable killings. Bloody Sunday led to a surge in recruits to the Provisional Irish Republican Army, or IRA, which led the armed campaign trying to force British troops and police out of Northern Ireland.
Society reaped a terrible whirlwind because the conflict, which was only in a gestation sort of period, even up to the end of 1971, became worse. It was exacerbated. And I would say that hundreds, if not thousands, of people lost their lives because of Bloody Sunday.
In all, more than 3,500 people were killed in the Troubles, the three decades of violence involving Republican paramilitaries, Loyalist or pro-British paramilitaries, and the British Army.
Tirelessly, across the decades, you have toiled to clear your loved ones' names.
Last year, British prosecutors announced the only British soldier charged with murder would not face trial. And the UK government's pushing legislation that, according to its critics, amounts to an amnesty for all killings during the Troubles, including by security forces.
Michael Bridge.
Many of those who lost loved ones on Bloody Sunday say they're still fighting for justice.
Alana Burke.
Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.